You guys are listening to Real Thinkers Podcast, and I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP_Trill. You can follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. And I have a couple of special guests with me.
Hi, this is Day. Man, fuck this. Man, I can't do this. Look, I can't do this PBS-ass intro, man. Look, what's up with y'all, man? It's Day. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Day.
Okay, and a lot of our other co-hosts are missing today, so we called in a special guest, a dear friend of mine, somebody I feel like is one of the truest people in the world.
Oh,
Jerrica, what's up?
What's up? My Twitter name is Merk Badu. You can follow me if you want to. If you don't, that's fine too.
Smirk Badu,
the incense and special rock queen, the yoga yogurt eating What's the gluten free? I'm gonna call you gluten free.
I definitely eat gluten. I'm not gluten free at all.
Ah, so you don't wear the Crocs and drink Starbucks like the other.
No, Starbucks is trash.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. But shit, I ain't know cause shit. Like, I mean, you post like the stuff and it looks like exotic. You know what I mean? I don't know what the hell it is. What are those rocks? Explain this to me, cause.
Some people call them spiritual rocks or healing rocks. They all have like different qualities that.
So you eat them?
No, please don't eat the rocks.
Okay.
Let's not. They kind of work like good luck charms. If that's the best way I can describe them. Like one of the rocks I have is for peace of mind and anxiety relief. So it's kind of like just something I carry around that's supposed to bring that kind of energy with me. You know.
Okay, so they bring energy, so it's like fossil fuel type of thing. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like it's coal. You get what I'm saying? Like coal. You know how coal you can shovel enough coal and you can power a damn train with it. Or like if you squeeze it hard enough it'll make diamonds or whatnot. That's sort of like what the shit is?
No. Okay. Not necessarily. But it's spiritual energy, like
okay.
You know, it's literally something physical that brings positive energy or calm energy or whatever kind of energy that you want with you is something that you can physically hold that emulates those.
Okay, energies. So do you walk on fiery rocks like a monk?
No. No, y'all don't need to be a monk.
Yeah, she's
so
like
bad.
Like in Coming to America with the Joan of Arc when she had the light over her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might just be.
Like, do you do things like that?
No.
Cause I ain't gonna lie. When I first was thinking about it, I was like, man, this some satanic shit y'all into. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
I mean, it is called. Most people do refer to it as witchcraft in a lot of aspects, but it's not the witchcraft that we see on TV. Like we ain't summoning the devil.
So witchcraft can be good.
Yeah, I don't dabble with that negative energy shit. That ain't nothing to play with.
That's scary.
Yeah, good. Cause I don't want you to, you know, take these jokes and then just say I'm making a voodoo doll a day and I'm just gonna poke this motherfucker whenever.
I mean, some people do that. That's they, you know, they think. But
for the longest, I thought somebody had a voodoo doll of me. I was getting headaches every day for like 2 years. I'm for real, like somebody.
And your first thought was that it was a voodoo doll. Not that I need to go to the doctor, you know, get
see the
some
doctor
Excedrin or something.
The doctor don't thought. Always look out for you. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
True.
The doctor fuck you up sometimes.
But I mean, a headache for 2 years, I feel like I would have got
like, I thought about it, and then it just stopped.
And so you just thought voodoo?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You ain't never felt like a woman had a voodoo doll before?
Nah. Never. Because I treat all my girlfriends right, so I ain't got to worry about that.
It ain't about if you treat them right. Some people just don't like you because of a situation sometimes.
Oh, well, I mean, shit. If they don't like me, that's their problem.
Yeah. So. I feel you on that. Let's talk about likable people right now. Let's talk about a not so likable person. Soulja Boy, right? Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown. Soulja Boy jumps out and, you know, first off, we all knew Chris Brown was going to make time. You can't nobody talk about him, and he really will make time for you, like, at any point.
I mean, and then his ex-girlfriend is like a sensitive topic for him for whatever reason.
For sure.
Never mind the fact he had a whole ass baby on her, but you know.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay. I think a lot of people, hold on, tell me. I think a lot of people still get their stuff mixed up. A lot of people think like she didn't know about the child, and he did, when he really didn't. Because I think the mother didn't ask for a DNA test until the baby was like one, going on two.
So you saying she knew about the baby the whole time?
No. I'm saying it wasn't like it was something he was hiding, because he didn't know.
But I mean, still, it's the fact that you went out and cheated on me.
He didn't cheat on her. They had a threesome together.
That's the story.
They had a threesome together. And he ended up getting her pregnant in the threesome. And she, and that's kind of like how women say, I don't want to have a threesome because I don't want the other girl to be getting better dick than me. And
okay.
That's like that situation. That's what it is. She's just upset that she got the baby and she didn't. You don't think?
See, that's why when you have two wives, you got to get them both pregnant at the same time.
So it's not that easy, because one might be formulating and the other one.
Nigga, ovulating?
See, look, I was testing y'all. She passed.
I know your GED on the investigation. Dog. We ain't got to worry about this.
He ain't even know. But no, seriously though. So she was ovulating and stuff. And then, what's her name?
Karaoke.
Karoche. She was not. This is probably what was going on at the time. Or maybe he just only, it was one round, and she thought she was gonna get the second part, and it never came.
I can't take you right now.
Seriously though.
But why would he?
I don't know proper etiquette to a threesome. I don't.
True, me like, neither. But I just don't. Are you don't supposed see
to
myself
finish on your girl? Like, even like she's supposed to be last. Like, how does that go?
I always figured just whoever get it. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like shit.
Okay, we're a little bit off topic. But back to the most unlikable person right now, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is all over Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everybody, like, it don't matter. If you're relevant right now, he wants to beef with you. So he holds all these guns, makes all these threats. Is anybody taking him serious?
No.
Why?
I mean, people are clearly laughing at him, and he doesn't see it. They're not laughing with him. They don't agree with him. They're laughing at him because, like I was saying earlier, he literally does this every couple months with somebody new, and it never carries on this long. So why would I take him seriously now?
Okay.
And then he's not a person that you just take seriously. Like 50, I take him seriously. He backs up what the hell he's saying.
People have died.
Yeah. Right. Soulja Boy, no. I don't take him seriously.
You taking him serious?
For what? Take that nigga serious? Nah, look. The only thing I take serious is his need for attention. Like, because that's right. Pretty much all it is. Like, but I will say this. The best thing about this is that they really actually going forward with this boxing match. Like, if they really, like, doing this, like, having Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent, like, fund it and promote this shit and, like, actually get in the ring and do this shit, it'll be a good look because I think it should be something bigger than that. Like, it's a lot of celebrities can handle this shit in the ring instead of going back and forth on social media. Because how many times you seen rappers or anybody just get on Twitter and start tweeting out shots to somebody when they could just say, you know what I'm saying? Instead of picking up the phone and calling them, or this could be a different way to handle their situation. You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with you. I feel like we have to support this because if it is a big payday for the people involved, you get a lot of other rappers saying, I may need to do that.
But wouldn't it cause a lot of people just to have beef just to be able to get the boxing match?
Don't matter. As long as we getting young, them, they throwing hands versus just arguing and video, like looking in their phone.
Yeah, and going back screaming and forth on social media and the threats and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it really don't be the two people that have beef. It be the outsiders.
Exactly.
And the people that, you know what I'm saying, that's got to prove that you ain't gonna fuck with my nigga like this, so they gonna go harder than the person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The send-outs, them the ones you gotta worry about. So with them getting into the boxing ring, it's the two people that actually got the problem with each other.
And then the thing about that is, even if you lose, you still more respected because of the other rappers who weren't going to the ring.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
So that's why I feel like I can take Soulja Boy serious because he's at least willing to get in the ring and fight. Name how many other rappers finna do that right now.
I mean, it's for attention. like if the attention wasn't attached to it, this would have died off like all his other beefs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do think it's dope the fact that they are turning this into an actual fighting match.
Right? Yeah.
Like with the reason is stupid, but this little celebrity death match type shit is.
Look, if it's on pay-per-view, I will order the shit out of it.
Okay, I'm just gonna come over here and watch yours. I'm not paying for it.
I'm Twitter live stream link shoddy. Like,
yeah. Well, we'll be the move by then, so we'll be in a much bigger place.
I would pay for Orlando Brown though, like to see him.
No, I think he needed a stand up though, where he just being himself just like that on stage.
I don't know about on stage.
Yeah, it's not a stage act.
I think. He's funny for what it is.
What I'm saying is different because it's kind of like, what's the dude name? The one who had Tiger Blood and it really turned out to be AIDS. What's his name?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen stand up similar to that, like where he's just sitting down and he's just fucking doing him. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need something that's unorthodox, and I feel like that would be better for the black consumer as far as comedy goes. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I don't think we used to that type of comedy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if dude is fucking hilarious. Like, a lot of people think it's something wrong with him.
It is something wrong with him, but he's funny as hell.
He's just silly, dog. Like, one, he's just a great actor. When you can put on and troll people like that, that's just great acting. Like, dude's a great actor. That's pretty much all it is.
So who else would you like to see in the ring? A celebrity deathmatch?
Man, I would love to see Yo Gotti, Young Dolph. Black Youngster versus anybody, like the two girls from Walmart and the girl from the gas station. Shy Glizzy versus Big Motor.
I want to see Future fight Russell Wilson. Just for old times.
Okay, that would be good, but Future might. I don't know, man. Dude, like people might jump in it if Future losing too bad. Freeband's just gonna storm the fucking ring.
I'm saying that's why you gotta have the security like a real boxing match. Like, say, can't nobody storm the ring.
Russell Wilson, he might try to wrestle Future.
I mean,
Russell might win.
That's what I'm saying, because he's so big and broadly, he might try to start wrestling and shit.
I mean, that's
but
why
I like to see
it. You'll have to have it like actual boxing rules, like. They have to get with an actual boxing trainer and train like it's a real boxing match and like have real referees. Riff this shit
Riff Raff put out an invitation fight 50 Cent. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of rappers, man. Like, Game could fight anybody, whoever he had a problem with.
If he want to.
Yeah.
I kind of want T.I. and Tiny to box it out.
Wow. You want to see a domestic violence boxing match?
I mean.
Why? Because of what they're going through right now?
Yeah.
So you do believe he's cheating?
I wouldn't put it past them.
He's a rapper, though.
That's what I'm saying, but then it's like...
But he still loves his family. But see, it ain't like he got her out here looking stupid, because you don't see him pictures being posted where he laid up in the bed, and no sex videos leaking.
That's true. That's
so he cheat respectfully. we could extend it outside of
rap. I'd like to see Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant fight.
I wouldn't. That doesn't sound entertaining at all.
I kind of would.
I think that one, like the NBA teams, wouldn't allow it to happen.
Definitely not.
Because it ain't on their dime. You know, like they not gonna make money off of it.
Yeah, I mean, shit. They do a lot of shit during the off season. Like for charity.
But they ain't letting their ass go do no boxing though. Like they can't ride motorcycles, all type of shit. Cause Jay Williams.
I mean motorcycles. I don't know about all the shit they can't do in the off season, but I mean training for boxing and shit.
I'm pretty sure like having laceration to the eye would hinder your training and for basketball. They not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they put on like the little sparring helmets and shit.
Well, yeah, but I see on this card, I don't want to see no fucking sparring helmets. I want to see some niggas getting they motherfucking knives poked out with goddamn heavy ass boxing gloves. That's what I want to see. Don't get in that motherfucker with no helmet on. Them like it's like going bowling and have bumper guards up.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's definitely like.
So that's how you bowl.
I have before.
Did you win?
I did.
Okay. See, look. That's like you saying I want to play a video game and then handing it the controller to somebody to beat it for you.
I can't relate because
you play video games. But it's, okay, what I'm saying is, it's like somebody giving you their controller and telling you to beat the game for them. It's not, they didn't do it themselves. The bumper guard, which would be you playing the game, helped.
Yeah, it's
the same thing with the helmets. Like, I could have knocked you out, but you had that big-ass bumper guard helmet on.
It's just like the difference between raw sex and condom sex. Like, you really, it's the difference. It's safe, but dog, do you really win at the end?
You don't. And I'm gonna tell you why I don't agree with the condom sex, right? If she gives you head, if she gives you fellatio and both of y'all give each other head, right? Without a condom.
Yeah.
You done already sucked out the disease.
Yeah. I mean, you already ate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's already
just gone. Just gone. You, what's the sense of playing Russian roulette?
I mean, if you're going to do it, if you're going to have...
Put two in
half, do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it all the way. Don't have, do shit.
I would just like to issue a disclaimer that I don't agree with any of this. I'm just listening.
Okay, you don't have to agree with it because we know you.
Raw sex is a part of life. It's something that you have to grow into.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
You might not be ready for it.
As long as y'all not out here just rawing anybody...
And that's not really how it goes. Like, yeah, we just don't just raw meat.
Then everybody. I feel a little better about the situation.
I mean, I got a list. But as far that's about as far as it goes. It's not just, hey, I want to raw you. It ain't like that.
So it's about a raw sex.
I was about to say that.
But I agree with what he's saying. To a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? I think it's like women know if they'll have sex with a man within the matter of meeting him. It's just if he'll fuck it up or not. We know up front if we'll have raw sex with a woman. It's based off looks, but your personality can probably make or break if I still go raw.
No, well, yeah, I'm gonna go raw anyway. Cause I'm just saying,
rebuild the black household.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's just your personality depends on whether I want to get you pregnant or not. Cause like 2017, I'm not having sex if we got to use condoms. Like, period. I'm done. I'm not using them no more.
Okay.
I'm all done.
Right. Oh man,
I'm gonna be 30 in July, man. I ain't got time for this shit. I'm done.
Am I sick? No condoms 2017. Let me find out that was your resolution.
Well,
I mean, I'm just putting the rules into effect. I want all my girlfriends to know, look, don't give me that pussy if we can't go raw. Like, I just don't want it. You can keep it. It's straight. Like, and if you can't agree with that, that's cool with me.
This guy here. No. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, that's wild. I can only imagine a woman's face while he's saying this. Someone is like, she tell you, grab a condom. And he's like, no.
What? That's what I'm saying. Like,
no.
Like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
It's cool. Like,
so is this a conversation you having up front? You know?
It's before we even, like, has it. Before we even meet up. Like, we not even going to get that far. If I ask the question, like.
Sometimes you got to wait because in the heat of the moment, they tend to not think and you can.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't want to feel like I deceive them, like deceive because they then, you know, when you get done, you had that guilt.
His face is right now.
Because it's like when you get done, you had that guilt. They ask you that question: did you use a condom? And then I ain't ready for that type of pressure because, like, no, I don't like asking.
I don't. That ain't the question. It's usually, did you come? And it's like, okay, well, first off, I don't like. Maybe you remember. Something that never happened, but I don't see how you could forget. I didn't pull that right.
Okay, this is on topic, but right not then. Really.
Okay.
Did y'all read the article of the girl whose husband was a twin, and they kept switching out sex partners? So both the twins was fucking her, and she didn't know it.
No.
Y'all did?
No,
I didn't read the article. But yeah, I seen the tweet.
I think it was an old article. Cause I seen it before, but it was going around where her husband had a low sperm count and they was trying to get pregnant. So I don't know if that's what inspired the idea for him and his brother to switch out on her or what, but
that's really fucking weird to do.
Is it white people shit?
No, they was supposed to be. Well, the pictures of the couples were black, so first, I don't know if it was.
They don't sound really fucking weird to you. Like, how do you? Yeah. Hey, bro, I need you to do me a solid. What's up? I need you to go in there. I need you to go fuck my wife and get her pregnant. And he's like, he come out like, bro, I did this for you. If you ever need me again, let me know. Like, what if they go?
I don't know. Maybe they just like switched out. Like, one went to work and then the other brother came back home. Like, they changed clothes. Like, had the same clothes on. They just role played each other.
That's what they did. She was like, well, she didn't put it together until the twin brother confessed. Because she was like, her husband would go to bed with like black boxes on. But then when they got done fucking or whatever, it'd be red boxes on the floor. And so all of that started playing in her head, where they was just like, I guess he would go to the bathroom and the brother would come in and.
This is some really freaky shit.
Look, if I ever had a twin brother, don't fuck my wife, please.
I don't need to say if I ever have a twin brother. Like,
I'm just saying. Cause
you and David Fizdale do look alike.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I have a twin out there, man, because I don't know, man. But I'm just saying. Just don't, that's weird. But at the same time, it's like, I did used to want to fuck like twin sisters.
Okay, is that rape though?
It is. A lot of people saying that it was because she consented to having sex with her husband. She
didn't consent to the brother.
Yeah.
So it's like rape.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit.
But of course, people are going to be people and they're saying that, oh, it's not like that, or she should take the husband back. And
So were they fucking in the dark every time?
But I mean, if it's an identical twin, like, she may have thought something was off, but it wouldn't have crossed her mind that something that off was actually happening.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because true enough, you wouldn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
That is some crazy shit, dog. Like, I just want. No, I can't do that. It's nowhere in here I'm about to let my brother go fuck my wife because he might do a better job than me. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't live with it.
He go in there and overperform.
And
every time it's your turn, why didn't you do it like you did the other night? It's like. And you got to think because it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's a lot of shit to go into it.
That's fucked up shit.
I wish everybody got to die.
I don't. It just,
everybody got
to
die.
The conversation to even ask about that sounds, it just, to me, is so uncomfortable.
But you know what? They probably have been doing it their whole lives. You know what I mean?
Probably so. It's probably not the first time.
They've probably been doing the whole thing.
That's some sick shit.
That's crazy as hell. So she don't know who her, because you know when you do a paternity test on twin fathers or whatever, they still come back inconclusive because they identical. They got identical DNA. So she don't know who her baby daddy is, and she never gonna find out.
That's crazy.
Shit. Well, I mean, shit, man. At least you got two dads. They both co-stepdads.
So she left the husband because of that?
Yeah.
All right. I don't blame her. That's some crazy shit. I fuck you. Like, that would fuck. I'm pretty sure they probably fucked her up.
Man, look.
That's crazy as hell.
She probably won't date nobody else who got a twin.
I used to want Tia and Tamara Myra so bad.
Excuse me.
I'm serious. I wanted both.
Tamara was the one who had a bit more of a spunky personality.
It ain't matter. I want them both.
And Tia was the more, she seemed like she was more smart and reserved.
If they ever listen to the show.
They both got kids on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both of them are married with kids now.
Yeah, still ain't got nothing to do with me. If y'all listen to the show, y'all can hit me on Twitter. Just call me Dave. My DMs are open.
Anytime you do that, you always get somebody who's too big to ride the ride.
Yeah, man, I gotta stop.
Man, my sister twins. I'm big Claretta and she big Celeste.
I ain't got a twin, but I'm big enough to be two people.
Yeah. God.
It feels like it's two of me if you put it in there.
You know what? While we on the subject, when we were talking about Pudges earlier this week,
yeah,
I did get a few heavier followers. Like, and it always happens. It always happens when I talk about this. Like, it always happens. Like, and I do like love a Pudge on a woman. And I do like my women like a little bit of weight. It's cool. They have to be built a certain way. But yeah. Them motherfuckers. I don't know. I guess they think that I can just like do all the type of shit that I really be saying I can do. I be lying. I really.
I can't do all that.
I can't really do it. It just sounds good because it's funny, but.
Like,
catfishing
folks.
I cannot do all
that,
guys.
Yeah, but I mean, actually. Honestly, like, if I drink enough, I might cook. I'll work a big fan out. I'll work a ass out.
Did okay. Experiment, let us
so
know.
I had tweeted a joke, right? And it really wasn't a joke. Well, it was a joke, but it had truth in it. So I was like, ladies, just want y'all to know when y'all wrap y'all arm around y'all stomach, we can still see that kangaroo pouch. That was a joke, right? Lighthearted fucking joke. Big women start like, the ones like you can't hide it with an arm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They took offense to that and was them be the main dudes who be out here trying to talk to big girls. Where the fuck did I say it was a problem talking to a big girl? I didn't say that. I just said you can do it. You can put your arm around her, but we can tell. But then with you can't hide your submarine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it wasn't no sense in you taking offense to that because it wasn't about you. Just context clues in there. That's all you had.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
for.
You know, it's some people that's always going to feel offended or feel some type of way about anything. They'll try to take what you say and make it mean what they want it to mean. I don't pay that shit no mind. But I just know, like, I appreciate women of a certain size. Like, I do love the Slim Tenders. I definitely love them. But a thick woman could get love. A big woman, I got. Work them out. Like, I don't want to get too personal into my personal business, but like, they can get love from me.
So, okay. So, they build up like Cherokee.
I hate Cherokee.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking.
Nah. Like, I don't like too much ass. That's the thing with me. Like, I don't like too much ass because I know, like, women can't reach around and clean it all the way.
That's how I feel about women who wear long, fake. Yeah. Artificial nails.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. There's no way you can tell. Like, if you can't type, you know what I'm saying, a certain way with your, I know you can't.
Yeah, you can't clean. Yeah, so clean
you got short nails. I'm talking about them joints where they be out here like that. And it's like, when you see them texting, they be up here.
And they be clap, 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 clap.
Just how they typing on their phone.
Like, it was scissor hands or some shit.
They really be typing with the middle of their finger. It's like, nah, bro, you can't wipe your ass with them. It's over. Or you got like, you gonna have residue under it.
Nigga,
because it's gonna go through the tissue. Exactly. It's gonna go through the tissue. You gonna poke a hole. You gonna get some residue on her. And she in her trying to stick her fingers in your mouth.
And see, that's the thing. And I love having a finger in my mouth, so nah.
It was long as hell, bro. No, I'm straight on it. Unless, like, it's a method. It's just, like, something on Tumblr where they'll show you how to wipe with long nails like that.
But when I can't relate, because I don't have long fingers or a big ass.
But I'm just saying, Tumblr, I always have, like, creative ways to do Tumblr and Pinterest.
I'm sure we could find it.
Yeah.
They probably use, like a stick or something, you know what I'm saying? Wrap the tissue around the stick and
scrub the ground.
Yeah, like a toilet brush.
It might have a toilet brush.
Oh shit. Alright, so if you 40 inches plus, let us know how you wipe your ass. You know, you write us a letter, something like that.
Please no pictures. Just write the letter.
They send it to realthinkerspodcast@gmail.com. You can send a video tutorial.
Yeah.
And
be careful what y'all ask for.
I'm just saying. It's gonna be hilarious. I want to see it. I want to see how they do it. You know, see how that goes. All right, so let's talk about a more likable person. Gucci Mane, right?
Yeah.
Gucci Mane just recently got out of prison at the middle of
2016. May of last year.
He's in May or June, one of them.
Yeah, it was like.
So he got out, you know, in 2016, and it's like, dude closed out the year one, probably the best years ever. In shape. That was crazy.
A lot of people sober.
Yeah, sober as
still
hell.
Still putting out good music.
Yeah.
Engaged to his girl.
Yeah, and that was after, like, he found out she fucked the homie. He dropped the homie and kept her. That's like, that don't happen too often.
Ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that don't
really
happen too often.
Never, really.
And he proposed to her, gave her a nice little ring, but he did not get down on his bending in on white jeans. He wasn't going. Yeah. I guess their flow was sticky or something.
Gotta stay clean.
Yeah, so I feel like dude is a true inspiration for a lot of the youth, right? And I get mad when people be like, y'all wait till rappers start to love their women. A lot of these young dudes don't have role models.
Yeah, that's the thing. I promise, that's the thing that I be wanting to say. It's like people don't understand how a lot of these kids in the inner city, like how a lot of young black men are raised, because a lot of them don't necessarily have positive male role models in their life, so they turn to whoever they can, you know what I'm saying, whoever they can relate to.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, whoever they can relate to is either dudes in the streets or the dudes they see on TV or in music videos or rappers or something, people that say things that they relate to. And Gucci Mane, for a lot of his career, related to a lot of dudes that was in the street.
Yeah.
So once he got cleaned up, it was a shock to them. It was like they couldn't believe it, because they were like, nah, this ain't the Gucci Mane we know. Like,
yeah.
That was when all the clone shit was coming around. And now that months have passed and they see that he actually serious about his lifestyle change, they saying, well, shit, maybe I need to clean up my act. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? He making it cool to do this. Because, and I applaud Gucci Mane for actually doing it and making it cool, because what rappers actually glorify?
That's the thing. People don't understand. We have the power to say what looks cool and what's cool, right? We have that power. So with Gucci Mane having the platform he has, knowing he has the cult following he has, who not better to do that, you know what I'm saying, and make this shit look cool. And at the same time, it's showing these young kids it's okay to love a woman, because most of the time in the music portrayed in the videos, it's
like
horrible.
Yeah, like,
you know,
women ain't shit.
It's horrible. I was in a whole relationship one time, and I could not listen to Don't Save Her without feeling like I should not be in this relationship. Like, I could not listen to this song.
Yikes.
Exactly. I couldn't listen to it, because I would just be like, I need to break up with her because I cannot save her. That's fucked up. But that's how much music play a part in certain people's lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, people get their role models from wherever they can, you know, get them from. So the fact that it's Gucci Mane, like, that's huge for
us. Look, I've seen that shit and I was like, damn, I can't wait to turn up like that. I can, but I can't. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, he made me not want to get out here and cheat.
Yeah. Like, dog, when I was seeing him, when he got out and was, like, doing the healthy shit and working out, I was like, bro, it's going to be so many hood niggas getting gym memberships now.
Exactly.
And, like, that's a good thing, because, dog, a lot of dudes in the hood, they don't take their health seriously. A lot of black people in general don't take that health seriously.
Men definitely don't take it seriously.
Yeah, and like, dog, to see him actually like, man, look, man, I'm finna work out. I'm in there working out. I'm eating healthy, drinking these juices and eating fruit and shit. Like, bro, that shit, it inspired me, because I'm like, man, if he can do this shit, like, then okay, maybe I gotta start cutting out some of the shit, the bad shit that I be eating, and stop doing some of the shit I do so much. And, like, I'm working on it. It's hard as hell to do. But, I mean, I'm at least putting forth the effort to, you know what I'm saying, make the change.
And one thing I also really do respect about what he's doing and what he's saying is that, like, he's publicly saying, like, in the interview that was released on ESPN or whatever this week, he was saying how he noticed the change between him on lean and smoking every day and him going cold turkey. You know, he speaks out against it. You know, he's saying he's not judging people who do it, but he's being realistic about the effect that shit had on him, you know, because a lot of people don't do that. you know, they go to these rehabs and, you know, Lil Wayne, I don't think I've ever, you can correct me because, you know, I'd be in a black hole somewhere, but I've never heard like Lil Wayne speak out against doing all the shit that he was on.
Nah, he really didn't confess to some of the shit that he did because people asked him what was in his cup and he was like, it ain't your business.
Yeah, I remember those interviews, yeah. But like Gucci literally said, he was like, man, seeing, you know, in the moment, you know, it was my day-to-day routine, he said. You know, it was like, it was a daily thing, so I didn't think about it in the moment, but having to go in, you know, going to jail and having to go cold turkey made me see how bad a lot of that stuff was and how cloudy that stuff made me.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, respect that too, because, you know, folks out here on all kind of drugs these days.
Man, like, they mix so much stuff together. I call them crack ass. Like, you might as well just go on smoke crack.
Might as well. And then it's like, when you really do get sick, you immune to all the goddamn medicine because you take it for fun. So I definitely respect the fact that he's being open and transparent about the before and afters of his transformation and stuff.
Man, that's good too, because I feel like a lot of people need to hear it as much as they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it all started with a conversation. I think, like, once we able to have the open and honest conversation about it, then you'll have more people be like, well, shit, now I can feel comfortable now that, you know, it's more people going through it than just me.
Yeah. Like, one of the things that I've seen a lot of these young dudes do that really troubles me is the bar juice.
What's that?
They take the pills that they call bars. They take a Mr. Pure, drop it in a Mr. Pure, and I guess it dissolves in a Mr. Pure, and then they drink it. But it's how they react to it afterwards. It's almost like they're in a zombie state.
Like bath salts? Hey, folks in Florida eating people.
Well, I'm they don't do that, but it's almost to the point like they eyes open and they sleep.
I know people need coping mechanisms, and you have to, you know, you use what you have in your reach, but like, there are no limits to what these people out here doing these days. Yeah. That's what I can't.
They snout. And what they call them, 30s? Yeah, I don't even know what 30s are.
It's crazy because it starts.
That's what bars is, 30? They snort them motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy because it start with just taking them. And once you don't feel the effect of taking them no more, you look for more extreme ways to do the shit so you can get higher. That's usually how addicts do.
But the thing that gets me is, I'm not judging nobody, but it's just like, a lot of folks not even doing it to chase the high. They doing it to look cool.
Yeah.
And that's beyond me. Like,
remember, we have the say-so on what we say is cool. Notice, a lot of these dudes who feel like they rappers, or they trying to be rappers, or something like that, when they post videos of themselves, they got the double cups. You know what I'm saying? They showing you how many pills they about to pop. You know, they got the activist bottles. They showing you how many of those they get. You know what I'm saying? And from the outside looking in of a young adolescent, if that's what's cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need to be cool. You know what I'm saying? Let's not deny the fact that young adolescents look for acceptance among their peers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all did it at some point.
Yep.
And we all probably did something at our time that may have been extreme. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, it's hard to combat because it seems like each generation it gets worse. Something else comes along, it's worse.
Yeah.
Because I know when I was growing up, pills weren't that. The worst thing for us was coke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think it gets worse. It's just different. Like, because I'm pretty sure we went to school with people that did some hard drugs that just, you know what I'm saying, did it recreationally. Or they had people that stopped them at a certain point or something like that.
It's what they got access to, too. Because, you know, with them popping Zans and all that, with the increase in over-medicated kids, they get access to these pills they don't like or they don't need. So why not sell them?
Yeah.
So I think that's a big part of it, too. But either way, it's just... I just, man, think 20 years from now, what we're going to look like health-wise as a people, because we spent all our 20s and 30s popping pills we didn't need and fucking up our immune systems and fucking up our kidney systems and all that. Like,
yeah, I think with this shit, it's hard, but and I really would like to stop it before it gets to that point, but some people really have to fall flat on their face. They have to get to a point to where it's like near death, to where they like, damn, okay, maybe I need to stop, or like have like a serious health scare. Or like Gucci Mane, he had to go to jail for 3 years, and like he said in an interview, when he was looking at how much time he was really facing, how he was able to work it out and get 3 years, that's what changed him. That's what, like, shit, because I could have been in there for like 20, 30 years and had my whole life thrown away. But I was only able to get 3 and then get out and manage and be able to come back and make some of myself. And a lot of people, a lot of regular people don't necessarily have that, don't have that luxury once they get to that point. But, man, it's just hard that they will have to go through all of that just for them to change their life around, due to the fact of them not having a positive role model around them to show them or tell them this ain't cool, this ain't what you need to do.
I also think with Gucci, the reason he's been able to keep it up is because he's surrounded himself with people that was, him being better made them want to be better too. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get out and go back to all his same friends. You know what I'm saying? He didn't let the people who were still where they were when he went to jail influence his decision to change and his lifestyle changes afterwards too. Because, you know, he didn't have no girl. You know, his girl went like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You used to do X, Y, and Z. That's the Gucci Mane I want to know. Like, she glowed up with him. Like, I can respect that too. So I think that a support system kind of probably made the difference too.
Yeah, that always makes a big difference. And that's why I say, like, with a lot of these young kids, and especially young black kids, the support system at home is kind of broken. It gets broken at home. And then once it gets broken at home, they get to school. And, like, the school system is really, like, it's very few teachers that actually believe in the students. And, like, teachers can't, they have so many students they have to deal with that they can't, you know what I'm saying, build personal relationships with every single student.
Right.
And be their support system. But, you know what I'm saying, they can only do so much, and the parent can only do so much. And it's like, that's when, like the old saying, it takes a village to raise a kid, comes into play. Because, I mean, but shit, even if your, like, if your whole family, like, if you don't have any positive role models in your family, like, where do you turn? You know what I'm saying? You have, exactly. you start turning to what you see on social media, like rappers and stuff on social media, or people you see on TV, you start looking up to athletes or whatever. You start doing things that they do. You start to want to be like them. You start emulating them, and you start putting your life on a path to getting to where they get and doing what they do. And not all the times, like, this shit, you know what I'm saying, it's not good. So, I mean, support system definitely is, like, very, very huge and plays a big part in, like, the state of where kids go and, like, how they manage and handle things like that.
Man, I'm going to say I like where it's going with Gucci Mane, and I hope a lot of other artists follow suit and know that they have the power to create what's cool and what's not and use it to their advantage, to especially help the young boys out. I like the fact that Meek Mill said, after he dropped DC4, that was pretty much gonna be the last of his music where he's talking about killing other black men and stuff like that. He was gonna use his music to be more of a voice for our people. I liked it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
create what's cool, man. Like, stop sticking to the norm of,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, and that's the thing, like, bro, we dictate what's cool all the time. Anything that we say is cool, or any dances we do, anything we do, like, culturally, is it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the powers that be noted, you get what I'm saying? So, if it's something negative, or that puts us in a negative light, of course they're gonna push that more than the shit that needs to be pushed.
Yeah. Alright. Then, what else happened this week?
Something
else happened. Oh, yes. Talking about the nigga navy, or we gonna... Man, the nigga navy. Oh, yeah. Yahoo Finance, man. Like, who in the fuck was running that account that night? Because first off, it's no way in hell you type bigger and it just corrects you to nigga, unless that's a word that you type in a lot.
I mean, unless it was done on the keyboard where there's no autocorrect. Yeah, it's right next to the end on the keyboard.
But as a media,
you proofread.
Yeah, you gotta look at your tweet before you hit send.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody at Yahoo just tweeting out the ads and they ain't stopped to realize what they put out there.
Heads got a role behind that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody got reprimanded, or maybe not. Because, I mean, these black people you're talking about, they don't really care about us. So that, and the fact that we was able to turn this shit into a night full of jokes, like...
And they got... The other people were mad. They were upset, fuming because...
Oh, yeah, because we took it and flipped it. And made... But, see, that was... That's the thing that I read in... Damn, what's the name of the book? I can't think of the name of the book. You know the name of the book.
Which one?
The book that the woman wrote. What's the name?
From New Jim Crow?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said it's a coping mechanism that we always do that because we're so used to the negativity that's given to us. We take it and we turn it into jokes, right? So it's a coping mechanism. And it's pretty much, we could have all been pissed the whole night, like, damn, how did y'all
boycott Yahoo?
Do this. We took the shit, turned the shit into a joke. Everybody was getting along, laughing. I have not laughed like that and I don't know how long.
I was in the bed cackling.
That's what I'm saying. I was crying tears, like tripping. Like, we really took that shit and just made this shit into a joke. You know what I'm saying? But I still think heads got a role back, whoever tweeted it out. But then BuzzFeed comes along and tweets it purposely.
I was like, you didn't get the...
Like, they didn't censor it.
Right, everybody else is like, you know, the hashtag of last night, or, you know, Black Twitter, this and these folks just said, you know, blatantly nigger navy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Okay, so I got a story. I was off work for 13 days. A day away from being 2 weeks. I go back to work January 3rd, my first day back at work. We are on our first break. Our first break is from 8:30 to 8:45. We stand out there talking, and I'm talking to one of my partners I got hired. So me and him have some of the same mutual friends that we grew up with. And somehow we were talking about people that I grew up with that came out the closet. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not making fun of them or anything like that. I just said I always had a feeling about them when we were younger, and it just turned out that my hunch was right. That's pretty much all I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So the white guy walks up in the conversation, and mind you, I don't even know his name, right? He don't work for my company. He works for a vendor that works on site. So he walks up. He's like, yeah, you seen them dudes at the mall? I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Whoop Chase Mall or something? He's like, yeah, they Indians. Nope, don't know what you're talking about. So I'm just like waiting on, like, where is this about to go? You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, they dress like nigga bitches. Now, at this point, right, I ain't catch it. Like, right then, it took a minute. Like, and I'm finna show, it happened so fast, but it's like 60 seconds or less by the time I caught it. So he said it, and I had my phone in my hoodie. So I'm going inside my hoodie to get my phone, and as soon as I pull my phone out, you know, the phone lights up as soon as you move it. So it's not lit up, and it's like the light bulb went off in my head. This motherfucker just said nigga. So I looked him in his eyes. I said, what the fuck you just say? He repeated it. Like, not saying, like, you would think of the first initial thing, right? It's like, I fucked up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He said, they look like nigga bitches. And I lost my shit at that point. So it was like, he was like, my bad. And I just smacked his hands out the way and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about it. I was like, he didn't call me one, but he used the word. So I was like, I really wouldn't feel that great about whooping his ass and losing my job because of the context it was used.
Right.
So it's like, was like, I just gotta fucking go in the building. So I just walked off. So I guess because I was so mad, you know, people kept, was like, are you okay? Are you cool? You straight? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. But it was so many other people out there who heard it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't let him slide with saying it. You know what I'm saying? Because if so many people out here who heard him say it, is, and people know now that he said it, it's going to be like, well, shit, if he was cool with him saying it, you know what I'm saying? And they going to try to come around. Nah. So, needs to say, he ain't got no job no more.
I was actually going to ask that question, though, because I think it was the topic kind of sort of on Twitter, like, the other day. Like, it, the point was made that we're selective with who we let say.
Yeah.
So, is it off limits to y'all for anybody who's not black to say the word, or is it
I know there are brown people who don't like black people, right?
Yeah.
And when I say brown, I'm talking about Hispanic, Spanish, whatever you want to call it. All right. And we talking, and when I say that, I'm talking about people who are south of the border. So I'm okay with them using the word. Like, it don't bother me hearing them say it. It don't bother me hearing an Asian person say it, even though I know it's Asian people who don't like us. It doesn't bother me hearing a Dominican saying it, because they basically black, and we say this shit all the time, but then when they say the word, we shun them for it. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? With some of the Dominicans and Haitians, they usually say that they're Dominican or Haitian first. They don't usually say they're black.
But they don't say they're black, but we know.
Yeah, but we know origin. The truth.
Yeah, but I'm saying I personally don't have a problem with it, because they didn't create the word to be what it was. It wasn't given to us by them. It was given to us by the oppressor, which has always been the white man who goes to every country and fucks shit up. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So that's why when I seen that going on, I was like, I don't even know why it was an issue, because from what I know, like, oh girl, like, damn nerd, like, is part of the culture for real. Like, ain't like she's just a white girl out here trying to be a black chick. You know what I'm saying?
Or even, yeah. I think when I had the conversation with a friend, I was like, for me, it's context. So you remember I told you I was at Kroger that time and got called a nigga bitch for like not seeing the dude walking behind my car. Now it's like, there's a difference between just it being casually used the way we use it and it being used as an insult to us, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I mean, yeah, you regard if somebody not black, say, you probably stop and look, but as far as being offended by it enough to, you know what I'm saying, be trying to get folks fired or, you know, trying to square up about it or whatever, it's really more sort of context. Like, I just don't have the energy to police a word that's used.
All so I can much. Say is, if you white, you can't use it in my presence, whether that's on social media, out and about, it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, with me, like, white people completely can't say this shit around me, period. With other races, I would advise them to just steer clear from it, because, like, not all black people are the same.
I'm gonna be okay with it. That's and what I understand I'm saying. That. Yeah. But for me personally, I don't mind if you're Asian, if you Hispanic, Spanish, whatever you want to be called.
But still, like, far as me, like, I tell you, like, look, just cool out on this shit around me, please, because I don't like people feeling too comfortable with this shit, like, because I think that shit leads to them thinking that they can get away with other shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want, and you know what I'm saying, I don't want them to ever feel comfortable, like, doing this shit.
I can understand it. I can understand it. But personally, I'm not out here, like,
I'm not gonna police everybody.
Like, if I'm walking past and I hear little Mexican dude, like, nigga, you crazy. What'd you say? You a Mexican. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, they down there in the same boat as us. They trying to build a goddamn wall.
I mean, in theory, you know, I get people's perspective of saying that, you know, it's just a derogatory word that shouldn't be used at all and et cetera. Like, I really do understand that point. But realistically, like, I'm really not finna. I don't use that word frequently myself, but I'm not finna be out here trying to cut people's heads off and burn them in the state every time. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, yeah. But the day a white person called me that, like, they using it like, you nigger? Oh, who? Man, look, I'm so prepared to go to jail for a very long time. It's going to happen. It's going to be a great and joyous
day.
Well,
you should probably just save your bail money up because, you know, we got how many days till our president is inaugurated?
Oh, yeah, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But it's going down, though. It's going down. Amazing. I don't know what, I really don't know what to think that's going to come with dude being in office, but.
Like, listen, whatever happens, leave black folks out of it, dog. We ain't got shit to do with this. It wasn't us that put him in office, so this shit ain't, it's out of our hands, man. I promise, like, in, like, any country that got beef with America, y'all got beef with white folks. It ain't got nothing to do with us. And that's why, like, when niggas be joining the army and shit, talking about they fighting for freedom, I'm like, nigga, please. You not fighting. And then, bro, a lot of niggas get in the military and they get safe ass jobs and shit. They be like weathermen, like scouts, journalists and shit. Or like they just gas up Humvees, swearing they been in combat.
Yeah, like a motherfucker. I was over there. Okay, what were you doing? Making up beds. Shut your weak ass up.
They were serving our country, though.
Huh?
They were serving the country, though, you know? Somebody had to do it.
Man, fuck all that. Like, I'm not patriotic. You know what I'm saying? The only time you probably could have caught me being patriotic is when I fell for the okie doke for 9/11.
Yeah. That's about it. And even then, like, bro, when I was like 14,
I didn't know everything that I knew now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I fell for the okie doke.
Yeah, even then, I was like, shit, it's fucked up that they died, but shit. Like, I was just like, bro, he ain't had nothing to do with me.
Yeah. I just knew it was fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was.
I didn't have the emotion of I want to cry about it, but I felt like it was the whole momentum of feeling like we were together at that point. That was like the only point of time where I can say as a country, it felt like we were more so loving of each other than being against each other.
Yeah, because, I mean, the people who died really did die, you know?
Yeah.
Even though the reasons behind and the setup behind it all is very, very, very questionable.
Yeah.
These folks still lost their lives and stuff, so I sympathize with, you know, the situation, but I'm not patriotic at all.
Yeah.
I'm not signing up for no drafts.
They so trying to get one to sign.
I don't think I've ever owned an American flag.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Like, bro. And especially, like, now, the more I know and the more I've been reading about this shit and, like, putting all this shit together and seeing, like, bro, it's going to be a time where, like, this country is really going to have to pay for all its sins, honestly. And it may happen soon, like, very soon. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's a lot of shit that's been going on, like, man, that they just been trying to get away with. And as far as, like, the resistance, as far as the free, like, the people that's in the know, that's in the country, like, people are awakening now and become more aware of the shit that's been going on because the information is more readily accessible to people now to where they can, you know what I'm saying, just pick up their phone and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
To where, like, they, like, this shit fucked up. We got to do something about it. And it's slowly but surely happening. You know what I'm saying? And, like, some shit gonna happen. It's gonna have to happen. Like, because that's the only way anything gonna get done. You know what I mean? So, I just tell people, man, just, like, just prepare yourself, like, whatever you can do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones, man, do this shit. Because you never know what's gonna happen.
Right.
Man. All right. So, before we go over time, I want to thank Jerrica for coming and sitting in with us and doing this whole little shindig thing.
Yeah, young smart with the curls. Get the curls for the girl. Got the S curl. I see you.
It's my head. You know what I'm saying? I really thought they probably weren't going to make it because it's playoff.
I'm not worried. I'm used to this. This has been going on. We ain't been in the playoffs since, like, 2009, 2008, something like that. So this has just been my routine the past 7 years. If my team don't make it, I'm hating on everybody.
Right. Somebody had told me that the Broncos was having a watch party at Skateland, so I'm going to go ahead out there when we get wrap this up, go finish watching the rest of this game with them.
Can I be a Broncos fan, or am I banned from that too?
At this point, we can't go nowhere but up. So you can be a Broncos fan because we can't go nowhere but up at this point.
I got to stay away from the Lakers, though.
Man, just when we start back winning, we'll give it another try.
I'm straight. I'm okay. I'm all right.
But, yeah, you kind of – we were hot, and then you came in and was a fan.
And I appreciate that, Jer.
What?
She really sabotaged the organization.
And that's fine with me.
I didn't do it by choice.
So who put you up to it to sabotage the team?
I did not become a fan by choice.
No, it ain't the fandom. It's the sabotaging.
I did not deliberately sabotage. I don't even know who plays for the Lakers.
We had winning ways. I thought, you got D'Angelo Russell. You got Jordan Clarkson.
I don't know what he looks like.
Lou Williams, Nick Young, Julius Randle, Zubac, Larry Nance Jr., Thomas Robinson.
A bunch of nobodies.
Tyron Black, who's from Memphis.
I do know that name.
Okay, there you go. You got one. Lou Williams was born in Memphis. Lou Williams.
Drawing a blank.
Wait, damn, you don't listen to rap, so you
yeah, I don't.
Well, he had two girlfriends at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Drake was saying he was out here like he was Louis. You should be looking up to him. He should be a god to you.
I mean, cool. We just not when he in that uniform. Like, bro, I get niggas props. Like, Kobe, I hated that nigga. Like, I give him his props now. He no longer a Laker.
See, like, do y'all hear this shit?
What is a Laker, actually? Like Laker, what is the mascot? Like, you go to the game.
We don't have one.
So trash.
No, we don't have one. We seriously don't have one.
Okay.
But I'm explaining what Lakers are. It's like what's the word? A demigod? What's it? What's it called?
A demigod.
Yeah, that's what a Laker is. A demigod.
Okay.
I'm for real. That's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, he dropped it, Mark. Oh shit! All right, okay. It's real. It's Real Thinkers Podcast. We out.